The telephone, television, radio, and telegraph all help people communicate with each other. Because of these devices, ideas and news of events spread quickly all over the world. For example, within seconds, people can know the results of an election in Japan or Argentina. An international soccer match comes into the home of everyone with a television set. News of such disasters as an earthquake and a flood can bring help from distant countries. Within hours, help is on the way. How has this speed of communication changed the world? To many people, the world has become smaller. 200 years ago, communication between the continents took a long time. All news was carried on ships that took weeks or even months to cross the oceans. In the 17th and 18th centuries, it took 6 weeks for news from Europe to reach the Americas. This time difference influenced people's actions. For example, one battle or fight in the War of 1812 between England and the United States could have been avoided. A peace agreement had already been signed. Peace was made in England, but the news of peace took 6 weeks to reach America. During this 6 weeks, the large and serious Battle of New Orleans was fought. Many people lost their lives after the peace treaty had been signed. They would not have died if news had come faster. The spread of communication means that all people of the world have a new responsibility. People in different countries must try harder to understand each other. An example is that people with different religious beliefs must try to understand each other's beliefs and values, even if they do not accept them. Sometimes their cultures are quite different. What one group considers a normal part of life is strange to another culture. In some cases, a normal part of one culture might be bad or impolite to other people. This kind of difference can cause misunderstanding. People must learn not to judge others, but to accept them as they are. Then, understanding between cultures can be better. Misunderstandings can be avoided.